replant it, something like that.
I see. Did you ever have a crop that might come up, say you planted hay 1 year, or you planted corn 1 year, and the next year you planted peanuts, and instead of something might, corn might come up between the peanut rows?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Well, you call that kind of mixed up. You see, it wasn't because you planted, but that grain was left there and come up in there, you see.
Uh-huh.
And,
would you call that a volunteer crop? Or?
Yeah, that'd be volunteer coming out of that, you see. That corn would be volunteer coming up in there because you didn't plant that, but it'd come up volunteer because it was left in there, you see. And so it'd come on out there. Did
folks ever say a volunteer crop, or did you ever hear that used or use it yourself?
Well, yeah, if volunteer come out, but if you use it, if it look like it's going too good, well, you need to damn it, see that. If not, well, they chop out and all that stuff. But if it look like it's going, it's some kind of how different grains mix, like peas and beans, well, and if it come up and look like it's going to do good, well, volunteered it, well, you let it stay there, but you get off that bean, you get off them peas, you see? But it's all growing together, you see?
You told me you used to have, there was a grist mill down there?
Yeah, right down here by the store.
Did y'all raise your own wheat?
No, we haven't. No, there ain't no wheat around here. I probably raised nothing but corn.
So you did your own corn down there?
Corn made that meal right here, man, me, but a bushel right down there at the store down there.
Did you ever see, now, you tie hay up into a what? Into a?
Into a bale. You bale hay and tie it with a wall. And that's what's called bale hay.
Okay. You'd say, did you ever raise wheat? Or, I mean, did you ever hear of raising wheat?
We had some section in Louisiana, down south Louisiana. They would raise wheat down that way.
They raise rice,
right? Rice, yeah. We have plenty of rice down south Louisiana.
Yeah.
Plenty of rice. We loaded for rice. Louisiana loaded pretty good for rice. And we got a lot of rice on hand now in Louisiana.
Yeah. Now, when you're raising oats, you say you had to do what to separate the oat from the rest of the
Well, oats we used, I'll tell you about the oats, we used to just sow them like grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't plant the oats in the row horse. We just sow them oats all over like grass, and then after they get up materials, then they cut them and bale them up, you see.
Uh-huh.
But now you take these oat farms, they got a machine to trace that oat off and other part of the stem, they use that for hay, you see.
So
it grew up and come like a seed, you see.
Uh-huh.
But then after the seed get ripe, then they cut the whole thing, but they got machines to trace that oat off from that hay, and then
so oats are thrashed?
Yeah, thrashed out.
Okay.
And then they sack them up.
Okay. Now I want to talk with you some about the bread you made. Can you tell me about the types of food you might make?
Well, for the all of the type we raise, Lamasol. Well, we raise corn, made our own cornbread.
Talking about that cornbread. What types of cornbread did you have?
Well, see now what's called the yellow type and the white.
Uh-huh.
They come from the yellow corn or the white corn. White corn. And that was the two types of bread we had.
Okay.
And the corn.
All right, now, you mentioned cornbread. Did you have more than one kind? What about the kind you... how would you prepare it?
Oh, well, we had to put seasoning in it.
Yeah.
We had to put seasoning in it. You see, in other words, to cook it. You know, then you had to put, you know, whatever it needs, salt and grease.
Did you make any with just cornmeal, salt, and water?
Yeah, so that was salt and water.
What'd you call that, the kind you made maybe with just cornmeal?
We call that cornbread.